Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Today we conclude our series, The Awakening Process, as we look at those writers and thinkers who in prior generations came to realize an ominous fact and sought to warn us. They warned us that we of European descent are dealing with a power, the Jewish power structure, as our primary opponent in our struggle to survive. And they showed us that this power structure is more than just a band of unpleasant invaders from the Middle East, more than just a gang of clever swindlers, far more than just a peculiar and odious religion, more than just a cohesive ethnic group and competitor, but an entirely different kind of being, though in human form, a highly evolved, specialized, literal, biological parasite with all the danger and horror that that implies. As I said last week, a good preparation for beginners would be for them to read or listen to my series, It's All Biological, which is archived right here on nationalvanguard.org. Sometimes these writers of the awakening make an analogy between the biological parasite and the legend of the vampire. Such a comparison is apt. Both the vampire of legend and the biological parasite of reality often suck the blood of their victims. In the case of the Jewish power structure, it is mostly the wealth and productivity of the victim/host that is so sucked. Through fractional reserve banking, plain usury, taxation of whites and subventions for Jews, and other swindles. But accusations that some Jews engage in actual blood rituals persist in the historical record and even to this day. Do a search on bloody mattresses seen in Jeffrey Epstein's quote-unquote temple for one contemporary example. Both the vampire and the biological parasite keep the victim alive for quite some time as he or she is being bled and eaten upon. Both the vampire and the biological parasite can pervert or change the personality or soul of the victim. The vampire's victims can become vampires themselves. Some parasites alter the brain structure of their hosts and change their behavior, sometimes even making them suicidal. And Jews use mass media and other means, perhaps even some means of which we are not yet aware, to change the perceptions, views, and behavior of their hosts as well. Some Jews have even perceived and publicly admitted their race's parasitism. The Jewish Marxist J. Chekhov wrote that he hoped that socialism would erase his people's parasitic behavior. Quote, "The Jewish parasitism that it would be childish to deny will disappear with all the other parasitisms." Close quote. The Zionist Jew A.D. Gordon expressed his hope in 1952 that Jews in Israel would start to participate in production themselves and abandon their domination of non-Jews, which he referred to as, quote, national parasitism, close quote. The German leader and martyr Adolf Hitler, who now stands as one of the great spiritual leaders of all human history, was building and expanding the awakening when he wrote in the 1920s that Jews were, quote, "only a parasite inside the body of other peoples," close quote, adding that the normal peoples of this earth feed upon the soil, but that we ourselves are the feeding soil of the Jews, who are always looking for new peoples, for new feeding soil to eat upon, since they inevitably either ruin their host or enrage him and are expelled, as they have been expelled hundreds of times throughout history. Hitler wrote, quote, "He remains the eternal parasite, a user who, like a terrible bacillus, spreads out more and more as soon as a favorable medium invites him to do so. Wherever he appears, the host nation falls into decay sooner or later." Close quote. The victims, Hitler said, experience the parasite's, quote, "mere existence as a calamity, like the plague," close quote, and needed to defend themselves, quote, "in order to ward off this scourge of God," close quote. The parasite, he said, quote, "eats into," close quote, the victim, and can be described as a, quote, "eternal leech," close quote. A parasite can live in no other way, Hitler observes, quote, "No persecution can deter him from his way of exploiting mankind," close quote. The wealth the Jews extract from the host people through usury and other means was analogous to blood, quote, "A veritable bloodsucker who attaches himself to the body of the unfortunate people and cannot be removed until the princes themselves need money once again and in person tap the blood he has sucked in before," close quote. Arthur Schickedanz writes in his influential 1927 book, Social Parasitism in the Life of Nations, that Jews are not a normal race and are, in fact, quote, "the opposite of the ideal of an unchanging race and are therefore an anti-race," close quote. He adds, quote, "It was not the Homo capitalisticus, but the Homo parasiticus, who under the cloak of money transactions has swollen into the Homo paralyticus for his European host nations," close quote. He states that the Jews are, quote, "instinctively bound together as a parasitic anti-race. Judaism is an irresistibly progressing social parasite, which, a unique incident in the whole realm of nature, afflicts all social communities of mankind, and above all, such as have reached the highest standard," close quote. Schickedanz anticipates modern studies of parasitic ants, quoting studies which said, quote, "We nowadays know of a whole series of permanent social parasites among the ants," close quote. He explains that, normally, ants would eject alien species invading their colonies. But some parasitic ants are able to send chemical signals to change the thinking of their hosts and make them welcome the invaders and even make the invading queens their rulers, killing their own natural leaders. He describes this process as a, quote, "perversion of instinct of the primary species of ants," close quote, and notes the parallels with the actions of the Jewish power structure within human societies. The author saw Zionism as an addition to the Jewish problem, not a solution. Zionism, he said, quote, "has supplied a head to the parasite, which so far has worked separately within the bodies of various peoples," close quote. The philosopher Alfred Rosenberg presented an advanced view of Jewish parasitism in his best-selling 1930 book, The Myth of the 20th Century. He said that he was not passing a moral judgment on Jewish actions, hoping they would repent or change their ways, but rather was noticing a biological phenomenon, the instinctual behavior of a certain kind of organism that could no more be changed or repented of than a leech's need to suck blood or a mosquito's need to suck blood. Quote, "This conception shall in the first instance not be taken as a moral judgment, but as a biological reality, exactly in the same way in which we speak of parasitic occurrences in the life of plants and animals. The saculina pierces the rectum of the common crab and gradually grows into it and sucks away its vital forces. The same process occurs when the Jew invades society through the open wounds of the people, consuming their creative forces and hastening the doom of society." Close quote. Rosenberg says that the parasites, which mix to some extent with their hosts, the better to blend in with them and not be seen, are not a normal race, but a counter-race for whom lying was a kind of truth. He said, quote, "To express it in a paradox, the permanent lie is the organic truth of the Jewish counter-race." Close quote. The Jews also represented, he said, quote, "the parasitic transvaluation of creative life." Close quote. Rosenberg saw Judaism and its chosen people myth as a kind of collective state of mind, keeping Jews on the parasitic path, noting that while it might seem strange that a god would choose, quote, "this counter-nation" as his favorite, the concentrated power of Jewish parasitism derived, in fact, from the Jewish myth of Jehovah promising to his righteous the dominion over the world, close quote. Zionism, Rosenberg said, did not signify a new, non-nomadic and non-parasitic way of life for Jews, making them more like other nations, but instead just provided a secure headquarters for them, and I might add, a safe haven for when they were found out, as we heard recently in the case of Ghislaine Maxwell. Rosenberg said, quote, "This universal hope of the chosen people must find its realization in battening upon all nations and in using Jerusalem as a merely temporary center for scheming and planning." Close quote. Just as microparasites rush to enter your bloodstream through any cuts on your body, so also, Rosenberg says, quote, "Whenever a wound has been torn open in the body of a nation, the Jewish demon always eats into the sore spot and exploits, parasite-like, the weak hours of the great of this world. Not like a conquering hero does he strive for domination. This parasite, obsessed by his vision, is driven by the urge to make the world his tributary, not fighting, but sneaking, not serving true values, but exploiting debased values. Thus runs the unalterable law of his constellation, from which he can never escape as long as he exists." Close quote. In 1937, the German novelist, thinker, and government minister, Joseph Goebbels, called out the world parasite as the real cause of the communist atrocities in Spain, saying that the Spanish patriots and German volunteers were fighting not just an enemy army led by muddle-headed Marxists, but something far deeper, much more dangerous, and far more horrifying. Quote, "Behold, this is the enemy of the world, the destroyer of civilizations, the parasite among the nations, the son of chaos, the incarnation of evil, the materialized demon of mankind's decay." Close quote. A 1941 National Socialist textbook is evidence that the biological view of the Jewish question had completely superseded the earlier, incomplete religious view. Quote, "In viewing such racial frictions, the current methods of historical research are no longer sufficient. In this field, other perspectives are emerging based upon biological thought. Exactly as the creative and the parasitic principle occur in nature, in the world of fauna and flora, so the same is true in the life of peoples. These principles, the creative and the parasitic, have been operating from the very beginning in all parts of creation. And we have to look upon races and nations as a part of creation. A good example of such friction is supplied by the human body. The body is a highly developed, quote-unquote, state composed of cells, which is invaded by parasites, such as bacteria, which are incapable of building up a state themselves. These bacteria can, however, live in a body. They can multiply and attach themselves to certain spots. There, they are secreting their poisons, thereby causing such reactions of the body as can well be compared with the internal processes in the life of nations arising from similar sources. A body thus afflicted must defeat the bacteria which have penetrated it, otherwise it will be defeated by them. Once the body has defeated them, it should, for its own sake, also cleanse its whole environment of the bacteria to prevent further infection. Close quote. Perhaps our plight was most poetically and dramatically put by Eugen Döring, who said, quote, "The Jews are a Carthage within, whose might the modern nations must break." Close quote. You who hear my voice today are part of a rising awareness, an upward evolution of human consciousness that was advanced by the men we have quoted and discussed today, a rising consciousness that will lead us to a revolution in our understanding of the world and our place in it, and a mighty revolution in our society and way of life.